Stinging nettle is a nutritious plant popular in Western herbal medicine and has been a staple in herbal medicine since ancient times. Ancient Egyptians used it to treat arthritis and lower back pain, while Roman troops rubbed it on themselves to help stay warm. Its scientific name, Urtica dioica, comes from the Latin word uro, which means to burn, because its leaves can cause a temporary burning sensation upon contact. The leaves have hair-like structures that sting and also produce itching, redness, and swelling. However, once it is processed into a supplement, dried, freeze-dried, or cooked, stinging nettle can be safely consumed. Studies link it to a number of potential health benefits. Stinging nettle's leaves and roots provide a wide variety of nutrients, including vitamins A, C, and K, as well as several B vitamins, minerals such as calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium and sodium, various fats, and amino acids, many of which also act as antioxidants inside your body. Antioxidants are molecules that help defend your cells against damage from free radicals. Damage caused by free radicals is linked to aging, as well as cancer and other harmful diseases. Studies indicate that stinging nettle extract can raise blood antioxidant levels, but it is unlikely that the amount of stinging nettle in herbal supplements would provide significant amounts of most of these compounds. Stinging nettle harbors a variety of compounds that may reduce inflammation. In animal and test tube studies, stinging nettle reduced levels of multiple inflammatory markers by interfering with their production. In human studies, applying a stinging nettle cream or consuming stinging nettle products appears to relieve inflammatory conditions, such as arthritis. For instance, in one 27-person study, applying a stinging nettle cream onto arthritis-affected areas significantly reduced pain compared to a placebo treatment. In another study, taking a supplement that contained stinging nettle extract significantly reduced arthritis pain. Additionally, participants felt they could reduce their dose of anti-inflammatory pain relievers because of this capsule. Yet research is still insufficient to recommend stinging nettle as an anti-inflammatory treatment. More human studies are needed. Let us now focus on yet another potential benefit. Hay fever is an allergy that involves inflammation in the lining of your nose. Stinging nettle is viewed as a promising natural treatment for hay fever. Test tube research shows that stinging nettle extracts can inhibit inflammation that can trigger seasonal allergies. This includes blocking histamine receptors and stopping immune cells from releasing chemicals that trigger allergy symptoms. However, human studies note that stinging nettle is equal to or only slightly better at treating hay fever than a placebo. Thus, more long-term human studies are needed. Stinging nettle has been traditionally used to treat high blood pressure for some time. Animal and test tube studies illustrate that it may help lower blood pressure in several ways. For one, it may stimulate nitric oxide production, which acts as a vasodilator. Vasodilators relax the muscles of your blood vessels, helping them widen. In addition, stinging nettle has compounds that may act as calcium channel blockers, which relax your heart by reducing the force of contractions. In animal studies, stinging nettle has been shown to lower blood pressure levels while raising the heart's antioxidant defenses. Nonetheless, stinging nettle's effects on blood pressure in humans are still unclear. Although consuming dried or cooked stinging nettle is generally safe, you shouldn't eat fresh leaves, as they may cause irritation. There are a few potential side effects that should not remain unmentioned. Be careful, for instance, when handling fresh stinging nettle leaves, as their hair-like barbs can harm your skin. These barbs can inject an array of chemicals, such as acetylcholine, histamine, or serotonin, all of which can cause rashes, bumps, hives, and itchiness. However, these chemicals diminish as the leaves are processed, meaning that you shouldn't experience mouth or stomach irritation when eating dried or cooked stinging nettle. Pregnant women should avoid consuming stinging nettle because it may trigger uterine contractions. Also, speak to your doctor before consuming stinging nettle If you're taking, for example, blood thinners, blood pressure medication, or diabetes medication, stinging nettle could interact with these medications. Stinging nettle is incredibly easy to add to your daily routine. It can be purchased in many health food stores, but you can also grow it yourself. You can buy dried or freeze-dried leaves, capsules, tinctures, and creams. Stinging nettle ointments are often used to ease osteoarthritis symptoms. The dried leaves and flowers can be steeped to make a delicious herbal tea, while its leaves, stem, and roots can be cooked and added to soups, stews, smoothies, and stir-fries. Stinging nettle is very versatile. If you're curious, why not try adding this leafy green to your diet?